Picture this. Two team members locked in a silent battle. Emails dripping with passive aggression. Meetings filled with icy tension. And deadlines getting closer and closer. Sound familiar? Conflict in the workplace is as common as coffee breaks. But here is the kicker. How you handle it can make or break your team's success. Welcome back to the Leadership Podcast. My name is Lilian, but you can call me Lily. Here we dive into the essential skills, strategies, and stories that help leaders thrive. I have a question for you. What does conflict resolution look like in your workplace? Conflict is inevitable in any organization, but how we handle it can make or break our workplace culture, productivity, and relationships. In the UK, looking at the financial cost, the overall total annual cost of conflict to employers, and that includes management and resolution, is at £28.5 billion. This represents an average of just £1,000 for every employee in the UK each year, and just under £3,000 annually for each individual involved in conflict. And that's based on a study conducted by ACAS in 2021. If we look at turnover and culture, companies with a healthy corporate culture report on average a turnover rate of just 13.9% compared to 48.4% at companies with poor culture. And this is based on a study conducted at Columbia University in 2012. So, in today's episode, we'll discuss why conflict resolution matters, the common mistakes leaders make, and a framework for navigating workplace conflict effectively. So let's get started. Why conflict resolution matters? Let's start with this. Conflict isn't inherently bad. In fact, conflict can be healthy. Conflict can spark creativity, push boundaries, and lead to innovative solutions if it's handled correctly. I recall a minor conflict with a marketing manager. And I have to say, we handle it, both of us, pretty well. So a few days later, once emotions had settled, we had a constructive and factual conversation, exchanged additional feedback, and adjusted our approach. This experience transformed our professional relationship, built trust, and turned it into one of my most cherished collaborations to this day. And I don't know if this lady will listen to this podcast today, but I think if she does, she will recognize herself. Remember, you can always get better. It's what we call a growth mindset. But on the other hand, unresolved or poorly managed conflict, now that's a different story. And it can lead to decreased productivity, low morale, broken relationships, and ultimately, employee turnover. A 2022 study by CPP Global found that employees spend on average 2.8 hours per week dealing with conflict. That's hours of lost productivity that leaders can't afford to waste. So, how do we flip the script and turn conflict into an opportunity? The answer lies in how we approach resolution. So, before, you know, diving into solution, let's address some of the most common mistakes leaders make when handling conflict and see if any of these sound familiar. Maybe you've experienced them as an employee or maybe as a leader, you know, you can recognize that you might have made some of them. Avoidance. Pretending the conflict doesn't exist, hoping it will resolve itself. Well, it rarely does. Taking sides, aligning with one party without fully understanding both perspectives. This can breed resentment and worsen the divide. As a leader, it is crucial to evaluate situations objectively and stay grounded in the facts. Even if an employee has recently delivered exceptional work, the truth remains the truth. Making decisions based on an inaccurate assessment could also undermine your credibility as a leader. Quick fixes, you know, rushing to a solution without addressing the root cause of the issue, it can create the perception that you're not listening or you don't care. Something I refer to as the leader's deficit. This can quickly erode your team's trust in you. Lack of follow-up. Even after resolving a conflict, some leaders fail to check in and ensure the resolution is working. Remember, this is your chance to demonstrate as a leader how much you care, showcase your professionalism, and most importantly, lead by example. Leaders risk losing their team's respect when employees perceive their motto to be "do as I say, not as I do." So remember, four pitfalls that really not only prolong the conflict, but can really damage trust within your team. So don't avoid conflict. You need to deal with it. Don't take sides too quickly. Quick fixes, don't rush. Make sure that you understand the real situation and please follow up. You ask your team to follow up and you don't. So now that we've said all that, how can we resolve conflict? So I'll give you 5 steps that you can try in your workplace. First, acknowledge the conflict. The first step is to address the issue head on. Pretending it doesn't exist only gives it more power. As a leader, you need to create a safe space where employees feel comfortable bringing up conflicts. You could say something like, I noticed some tension during today's meeting. Can we take some time to talk about what's going on? Just basic stuff, but, you know, address it. So acknowledge it and address it. Then it's all about understanding the root cause. Often what's presented as the issue is just the tip of the iceberg. It's kind of the symptom. So it is important to ask open-ended questions to dig deeper. What do you think led to this conflict? What outcome would you like to see? And don't forget to actively listen without interrupting. Don't interrupt and don't jump to conclusions or solutions just yet. Facilitate open communication. Bring the conflicting parties together and set ground rules for the discussion. And that is important because I've seen leaders, it actually happened to me. I was brought in a room with another manager. And I mean, it was not handled properly. So it is important to encourage I statements instead of you statements. So pretty much we don't want to blame. For example, I felt overlooked during the meeting instead of you never listened to me. This small change reduces defensiveness and keeps the conversation constructive. As a leader, you're here to prepare the right conditions, the right atmosphere for that open communication to happen. You want to have like positive energy and then so that you can ease the situation. At the end of the day, it's about collaborating around a solution. So work together to brainstorm solution. Avoid dictating what should happen. This is a collaborative process. As a leader, this is your time to shine as a coach. Ideally, if you are dealing with mature or you get people to come up with a solution that works. You know, the goal is to find a resolution that feels fair and sustainable for everyone involved. For instance, if the conflict is about workload distribution, the solution could involve reassigning tasks or setting clearer expectations. And last but not least, follow up. And we touched on that earlier now. Conflict resolution doesn't end with the initial conversation. Set a date to check in and ensure the solution is working. This shows your commitment to fostering a healthy workplace environment. So let's just share, like, let's imagine a real life example. So imagine two employees, Kieran and Connor, are in conflict because Connor feels Kieran isn't pulling their weight on a group project. You acknowledge the conflict and invite them to talk. After asking questions, you learn that Connor has been juggling a heavy personal workload outside of work. In a mediated discussion, Connor apologizes for not communicating, and Kieran expresses their frustration. Together, they decide to redistribute some tasks for the project and schedule regular check-ins to ensure everyone is aligned. A month later, you follow up and find that the solution worked and their working relationship has improved. So this is a really simple process, that can help you transform a situation that could have been a long-standing issue into a chance for growth and understanding. So here is the big takeaway. Conflict is inevitable, but unresolved conflict is optional. As a leader, your role isn't to avoid conflict, but guide the team through it in a way that strengthens relationships and builds trust. Remember, effective conflict resolution isn't about winning. It's about understanding, collaboration, and growth. If you found today's episode helpful, share it with a colleague or team member who might benefit from these strategies. And don't forget to subscribe to the Leadership Podcast for more tips on becoming the best leader you can. My name is Liliane. You can call me Lily. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you in the next episode.